This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Did you ever see the film The Game? It starred Michael Douglas and Sean Penn. And Michael Douglas was a very wealthy guy, very by the book. And his younger brother is played by Sean Penn, and apparently they're somewhat estranged. And, of course, very different personalities. Sean Penn is reckless. He's as you would figure Sean Penn to be. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Anyway, Sean Penn shows up and says to Michael Douglas, "Hey, happy birthday. I got you something." Gives him a birthday present. And it's like this very mysterious envelope. You call the number and you start the game. And his brother's very cryptic about it, so he really doesn't know what to do. And finally, it intrigues Michael Douglas to such a point that he calls up. He goes in the interviews, and they tell him that he doesn't qualify for it. And he's kind of mad because he's like, you had me go through all this. My brother gets me this present, and you reject me. But then he's at like the Harvard Club, if you can imagine sitting in a place like that, and the game sort of begins. He doesn't realize it, but it's already started. And at this point, nothing is what it seems, and you've probably seen movies like it, even if you didn't see this one. The person sitting next to you is a setup. The girl that walks up to you at the bar is a setup. The guy that bumps into you on the street, it's a setup. Everything at that point becomes a setup. And it becomes very intriguing. And they effectively drive Michael Douglas to madness. And the backdrop of all of this is Douglas's father had committed suicide. And that was a nagging thing for him, and for obvious reasons. I mean, I've never had a parent commit suicide. I had one die. I had two die. But one died when I was young, one died when I was older. But nobody committed suicide. So I could only imagine what that must have been like. You know, even in that role, how do you capture that? Well, at the end of the film, he gets so distraught because his world is now caved in on him that he attempts suicide in the very place where they actually predicted he would commit suicide. He jumps off of a building and lands on a cushion where everybody's waiting to congratulate him. Now, it's a spoiler alert. I mean, I've already told you guys, if you ever want to watch it, it's still worth watching, I promise you. But here's what gets me about it. They orchestrated this to such a degree that they knew exactly what this man was going to do. I want you to think about that. They orchestrate to such a degree they know what you're going to do. Do you believe that that's what's happening to you? Do you believe that you're part of a game? That game is being orchestrated all around you. The people that you know, the things that you see and all that are all things that are setups. The Lincoln group or whatever that hates Trump, it's a setup. It's a front. Bill Kristol, he's a front. The media, what they do is a front. Social media types, the Zuckerbergs are fronts. The CIA, the DOJ, all the different agencies within the DOJ are fronts, all meant to make you believe this fake idea of who you are and to drive you to madness. And at the end, when you jump off the building, they're going to leave you in a safe place. But you know who's going to surround you? Everybody who participated and driving you to madness. And you know what they're going to tell you it was for? It was for the greater good. It was for you, man. We did this for you. This guy's life had no problems. Did he have issues? Maybe. We all have issues. Was he the best man he could be? Probably not. Are you? Are you the best person you can be? Probably not. You're probably working on yourself in your own way, in your own time. There are ways for people to help you mold and figure out who you are without driving you to madness. So why do leftists want to drive you to madness? Because, see, if you figure things out on your own, you don't need them, and you realize how little you ever needed them. And that's not what they want. You, the more independent you become, the more you understand who you really are, the less you need other people. I'm not telling you to take people out of your lives. Lord knows I'm as independent as they come. But I readily admit I need you. But I don't need you to survive. I don't need you to be who I am. I could be a guy having to beg on the street, but I will beg with character. We'll work for food and I will go to work. I'm not looking for food so I can, you know, go get in my Lexus around the corner. If I'm carrying a sign that says we'll work for food and you give me money, I'm going to go get food. I'm not going to go get liquor. I'm not going to go get drugs and I'm not going to go chase women with it. I'm going to go eat and I'm going to save up enough to eat the next day and I'll do it with dignity. If that's what my life ended up. See, there's a way to do these things where you are dignified. Doesn't matter what life gives you, you are dignified. You are a person of morals. You have ethics. You are a person of character. But not in the game. In the game, they strip all that away. They got to make you understand that you can be destroyed at any minute. And it's not about humbling you. See, there's a thing to humble you. There's no question. We can all use a bit of humbling from time to time. And if you're listening to me, I'm going to make you a bet that at some point in your life, you were humbled. Somebody said to you, you know what? You're not all that. And you thought, yeah, you don't know nothing. And then you finally came to realize you're not all that. I want you to know this, folks. We are in the midst of a game for them. But that game is your reality. And when you do jump off that building and crash through that glass and land in that, quote, safe landing zone, it's not safe. It's full of you've landed in a viper pit. And those people want you. They don't just want you, they want your soul. They want every piece of you. They will do whatever it takes to destroy you, to minimize you, to make you, to drive you to madness. Because that's where they need you to be.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verb Spray Vitamins. Verb Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and 3 times more effective. Verb Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit verbsprayvitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Do you read Sports Illustrated, or did you in the past? Maybe you watched a repeat of some final series like the World Series of 2023 or something like that. The game had been played, you already knew the outcome. Well, that's where we are. We're in the Matrix. And as you think about that, I want you to consider the 2020 election. Somebody, a lot of people, already knew the outcome. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Thanks for being a part of what I do 5 days a week. Each and every day I come here to enlighten you to some degree, but not to, you know, impress upon you that I'm the guru of all things, but to impress upon you that you are the guru of yourself, your own world, and what I bring to you hopefully brings something interesting and new to what you're trying to do. In other words, makes you think differently. That's all we can try to do. Let's get back to this. So we thought we had a shot in 2020, but the outcome of that game was set. And what I've learned, and what I think many of you have learned, is that that's how politics is being played. And we're conspiratorial to believe otherwise. If you believe that you were cheated in the 2020 election, well, the left will tell you you're part of a conspiracy. You're a denier. You're all those things. But in fact, you are nothing more than a realist who understands that we're in the midst of the matrix. I know we use these terms, and I remember when people would say it to me, and I would be like, oh, boy. Oh. Yeah. Now I hear it, and I go, I'm right there with you, brother. I'm right there with you. Anyway, that's how politics is being played. In 2016, Donald Trump was supposed to lose. The game had been set. Game, set, match, period. They had us believing that Trump had no chance, I take that back. They wanted us to believe he had a chance, but by all, there's nobody on the left who did not think Hillary Clinton was a lock. She had been told that in private meetings with the people that pull the levers, and she was going to win. And when Trump won, it shocked the living daylights out of everybody. It rocked politics to its rotten core. That's what it did. So these people said, how dare you ruin the game? They had already set the outcome. They had already cut up the pieces of the pie, the dollars that were going to be made, etc. And you know, the only thing that saved Donald Trump and us is that they said, look, he's a neophyte. We will continue to govern in spite of Donald Trump. Yeah, let him do his works. You know, it's going to be a thorn in our side, but we will still continue to make money. We will make wars. We will do whatever it takes to keep the money going. That's what this is all about, by the way, money and power. And they were able to achieve that. I mean, look, we can celebrate it. We say, oh, we got a couple more justices. We got some federal judges. We got some district judges. We got some, you know, capitalism won for a bit. MAGA won. The movement won for a bit. We got all these wins, but they were temporary wins because the losses, the people who were running the game said, we will make sure that the next time that this game doesn't go awry. And the reason why you know it's a game on their end, because nobody, repeat, nobody in their rightful mind would pick Joe Biden to be a president of the United States unless they were at their wit's end and they had some strategy in place. Nobody would do that. So they made sure in 2020 we would not be able to impact the outcome of the game. And as you consider the current Get Trump at All Costs movement, I want you to understand everything that's impacted when Donald Trump wins in 2024. $34 trillion of debt. If Donald Trump loses, that debt will never be addressed. Now, he's going to have a difficult time himself keeping it down. But look at where it went between Trump and Biden. Biden has grown the national debt faster than Barack Obama, who doubled it. It went from $10 trillion to $20 trillion under Barack Obama. Under Donald Trump, I don't know the number, but it's added another 8 or 6 or 7 trillion. And under Biden, faster than any other president in history, including Baby Back Jesus. Did I call him Baby Back Jesus or Baby Black Jesus? Either way, it works. If you're into ribs, don't say ribs unless you got them. That's what I'll tell all you white folks out there. So, you got this guy that's spending like crazy. Look at the deficit. I mean, this guy wants a budget of $7.2 trillion. Those are numbers Ronald Reagan would have rolled over in his grave. He's got to be thinking about those numbers. We went into debt the first time under Ronald Reagan, and it was a few billion dollars. Now we are talking $34 trillion and no end in sight. So you got $34 trillion of debt that will never be addressed if Donald Trump is not elected president. You'll have increased spending that has no bounds. Look at what Joe Biden's currently doing. This is a man that, quite frankly, should be in prison for his policies. and he's out there spending like he's got permission. And where's that money go? But it's far worse than the spending and all that, because as conservatives, we have to ask ourselves a question. How easy is the conservative way of life? Well, as a person who's making a living in the conservative way of life, who has talent beyond belief as a gift from God, why am I in the position I'm in financially? It's not because I'm lazy. I get up and do a radio show that doesn't pay a staff enough money for us to say grace over, but we do it every day. We're shadow banned, banned completely in some circles. Page is not back. They call everything that we do fake news. They continue to not allow us to monetize, and we are right. That's the cross you bear as a conservative. So how easy is it for us? You play by the rules, pay your taxes, blah, blah, blah. And what do? They want to crucify you. But let somebody come in from another country, they get everything you have and more, and they do nothing. Wouldn't you like a $10,000 food cart to cover, you know, to cover the next year of your groceries? I certainly would. For me to do it, I got to register as an illegal. How do I get one of those cards? You get what I'm saying? Is it getting easier to keep our guns, or are they still working against us? Democrats playing the long game. Have they stopped the invasion? Have we stopped the invasion? How easy is it for us? How easy for us is it to win elections? I'm just giving you a little bit of food for thought for the next segment.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Department of Education Secretary Miguel Cardona vowing to shut down Grand Canyon University, the largest Christian university in the U.S., for not disclosing the true cost of tuition, requiring students to pay for extra courses they would need to graduate. Indonesian authorities evacuating hundreds of villagers following multiple eruptions of Mount Ruang, a 2,400-foot volcano on a remote island. That volcano has erupted at least five times since Tuesday night, locals fearing that it could cause a tsunami, as it did in 1871. House Speaker Mike Johnson presented the foreign aid plan in separate bills that together adds up to about $95 billion in aid. The House expected to vote on those bills Saturday, although some Republicans have said they are not happy with them and don't plan to support them. Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I want to show two more. The undecided voters were also asked how they think President Biden is doing on the economy. Take a listen.
I think he's been absolutely disastrous for the economy.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Six, raise your hand if you think President Trump's policies on the economy would be better for your family personally. Raise your hand. All right, so that is everybody. President Biden argues that his economic record has been very good. He said President Trump's was not as good. What are you keying off of? Sean, since you had the best smile in Virginia, second as well. What are you keying off of to say President Trump's economic policies would be better for you?
I mean, my past performance of my 401k. I know it was post-2020 and everything kind of flipped around, but You can't blame everything on 2020 for forever.
We have areas here in Pennsylvania where it's just at a standstill right now. Like, things are supposed to be being built and the interest rates are just way too high for people to you know, invest and start moving around.
And Virginia, just staying with you because Pennsylvania is near and dear to Joe Biden's heart. Are there Biden policies that you would blame for the problem? And if so, what are they?
The interest rate is so high right now, and I know they're trying to cut the inflation down, but, like, if nobody is building, no businesses are really coming to Pennsylvania right now to keep us moving forward.
If you're trying to buy a house, because I'm trying to become a first-time home buyer, the prices are so high right now, it's just hard.
Is there anything Joe Biden could do or say between now and the time you vote that would make you feel differently about feeling that his policies would not be as good for your family on the economy? Or have you pretty much decided that Trump's policies would be better for the economy?
I mean, I feel like he doesn't even take accountability for what's at all with what's going on in the economy. Not even accountability, like, he's in denial that it's happening.
The point is, Biden needs to hear the people, because when he's talking about the economy doing stellar, he's talking about the stock market. He's not looking at homelessness or joblessness. He's not, at Adrian's point, thinking about how much it costs to go to the grocery store. He's gaslighting literally everyone in the process.
And Omar, you voted for Joe Biden last time, right?
Yeah.
Some really important and hard insights for the Biden campaign to hear there. And hearing all that, you might think things are pretty bad for President Biden. That was not good.
I love that clip. You know what I love most about that clip? Is I love the surprise that, what's her name? Mika Brzezinski. She's shocked that these independents, when they were asked the question of who is better on the economy, were Biden's policies better or Trump's policies, and every single hand went up. But it's not just about the economy and the policies of that. It's about common sense. Look at the border policies. Ask the average American, should someone come into this country illegally and get better services than you get as a citizen? Should they be able to vote? and displace you. Because if they can, imagine what they're going to do. Pose the question the right way. I keep coming back to these polls. They want us to believe that Joe Biden's winning. I just saw another one. Republican pollsters have Joe Biden leading. On what planet? I'll ask you again, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I'm going to repeat that. And if you're new to the program, I'm going to ask you a favor. Jot it down. The Kevin Jackson Network, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. When you look at the battle of ideas, who has the best ideas? Let me ask you, do you like family? Are you pro-family? Who is the best pro-family? Whose ideas are the best for pro-family? Conservatives or leftists? See, because I've seen the tragedy of leftism and what it's done to the family. I don't see anything over there that would make me say, ooh, those guys are so wonderful at family. Family is the nucleus of what makes society work. And you know what leftists have done? They've destroyed the family. They take pride in it, practically. So, look at these ideas. So, how can we win in almost every single category? I'm talking about capitalism. To hear the left, man, how dare you come up with a product or a service and, you know, want me to pay for it, not allow the union to come in and take over your company. How dare you, you ruthless capitalist? How do we lose? How do we lose? And they talk about sissifying the military with LGBTQ crap. How do we lose when we have the worst schools per dollar, you know, per capita in the world? We get the least result for the most amount of money of practically any civilized society. We indoctrinate kids. We don't teach them. I could go down the list of idiocy of the left. And I ask you this question again. How do we lose? Academia is racist. The border policy of the left is racist. It's sexist because it allows the rape of women. It is absolutely deplorable because it allows the manipulation and the abuse of children. I could go down the list of the things that the left does, and I can easily categorize it and tell you exactly who it impacts negatively. And I can put the strategy on a platter, and the Republicans do nothing. That's why I don't follow them. That's why I tell you, look, should you support Trump getting reelected? Absolutely. Now that his team is running the RNC. But there are people out there doing amazing work, not just us. And those are the ones that need your $5, your $10, or whatever you can afford to give, because those people are doing the work. They're doing the heavy lifting. We have the best ideas. So I want to go back to this game. As I asked you before, go back to the time Trump was comfortably ahead of Biden. Ask yourself what changed in the world that could have impacted any shift in the polls. What negatively did something happen that Trump said? That Trump, is he more racist now? Did they find more bimbos? Does he have more indictments or what? Or did Joe Biden get freed from his corruption charges? Is Hunter not under fire anymore? Have we adjudicated all of his cases? Is Joe Biden any younger? Is he prettier? Is he smarter? What happened to him? Did his policies suddenly start to work in the last 2 weeks? Is inflation gone? Despite Team Biden's attempt to sell the economy as a win, there is no evidence to the fact. And in fact, if you go to people and ask them, hey, go to the grocery store and stand out, or just strike up a conversation with somebody and say, boy, these prices, and see what they say. I've done it enough times. I've done it. I was with some price shocked the heck out of me not too long ago, and it was a 70-something, maybe close to 80-year-old old man, and I was like, wow. And I looked up, and I forgot, didn't know I had said it out loud. And I look up, and he's looking at me, and he looked at me and tilted his head like, yep. You know, that's par for the course, you know. And I was like, man, I said, I continue to have sticker shock. That's what I told him. I said, oh, my gosh. And I looked up, and he was staring at me, and I said, man, I continue to get sticker shock at these prices. And he chuckled, and I said, Bidenflation. I wanted to make sure he knew that I was not some, you know, I didn't want him looking at me going, what's your fault there, colored guy? No, he wasn't thinking that at all. I had my Trump gear on. Speaking of which, you guys should check out my Trump gear. I realize we're, you know, money's tight, but check out the Trump gear. I think you're going to love it. What about the war in Ukraine? Joe Biden doing better there? I mean, he's still, they're trying to write money into Ukraine so they can have an unlimited checkbook. They're also trying to make it to where Donald Trump can't impact the money that goes out of this country into that corrupt country. Did the bombing of Israel by Iran, did that help Joe Biden? Did the pro-Hamas radicals in Congress like AOC, Ilhan Omar, and the others, Corey, what's her face? And forget that other lady, Japal. Did any of that help bring the Muslim vote over now that, you know, Israel got bombed? Biden's team not that long ago released a fake report, and they said that crime had gone down during his tenure, and we talked about it. And I told you guys, I said, Joe Biden is lying. Fake data. It was debunked because they only used partial data. What about his stellar jobs report? And this astronomical inflation that's suddenly going down. See, let me tell you something, people. Not only us, many people now see the manipulation of Joe Biden for what it is. Data manipulation.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
People are tired of the Democrats' blatant lies. They're tired of the hyperbole. Okay, I'll give you a good example. January 6th was supposedly as bad as a civil war. Civil war, over 500,000 people died. One lady, Ashley Babbitt, gets killed. They say it's worse than the civil war, an attack on the democracy. Others equated it to the lesser issue of Pearl Harbor. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So pathetic. I want to play a couple of clips. One of them is Whoopi Goldberg talking about Republicans. And as you listen to this clip, I want you to understand that Whoopi Goldberg wants to scare people into believing something about Republicans is just blatantly not true. Here's a clip.
You know, we're talking take a look at the things that they're rolling back. Hmm. Remember I said ages ago, you know, they, in their minds, they want to bring slavery back. They're okay with it because, you see, things change. You know, one of the good things about the Supreme Court is you can fight to make sure you make stuff better. Mm-hmm. You don't generally fight to make stuff worse. And to me, if you're okay rolling that back when things were not even a state, when we had no say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how's that going to roll? How's that going to roll? What's the next thing? Because, you know, on this, with all of this comes birth control.
Right.
With all of this comes everything that you need as a woman to have had put in place to make sure that we were doing better than we were before.
That's about the most stupid crap I've heard. Holy, I mean, should I try to make sense of it? So Republicans want to bring back slavery? Really? Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Sadly, this is not my real voice. I'm still under the weather. And I know that maybe it'll come tomorrow, but I'll have that very sexy, sultry voice. You can sort of hear it coming, can't you? Yeah. Yeah, guys, I'm going to tell you, you're not gay. You're not gay. It could happen to anybody. Ladies, stay with your guys. Okay, don't get excited here. Oh, boy, some of the people listening to the program go, who is this guy? He's an egomaniac. Oh, man. Democrats are crazy. And I've been talking about misinformation and all the things that these people are doing and playing the game. They see this as a game. And I want you to think of it as it is a game, but it's a very serious game. And the consequences are dire. So I don't ever want to downplay it. I don't even like calling it a game. I try to remind my audience that this is life. It isn't a game. I want to play this clip of Stefanik, forget her first name. Anyway, she's grilling Christopher Wray on classified documents. It is an absolute clinic. And what I want you to notice is how Wray gets out of everything. I hope Trump fires him first thing when he gets back. I'm so sick of these people running from real questions. Here's the clip. It's well worth it. Trust me.
Ms. Stefanik.
Director Wray, have you read Robert Hur's special counsel report?
I have reviewed it.
Do you believe Joe Biden mishandled classified information?
I'm not going to discuss the report. That's the special counsel's report, and I've referred it.
In your opinion as director of the FBI, do you believe he mishandled classified information?
Again, I'm just going to refer to the report, and the special counsel can speak for himself on his report.
Are you aware, and this is breaking news right now, are you aware that there's an audio recording of Joe Biden saying to his ghostwriter in February of 2016, quote, I just found all the classified stuff downstairs, end quote. Are you aware of that audio recording?
I would just respectfully refer you to the special counsel.
No, I'm asking you, are you aware as director of the FBI? You're either aware or you're not.
I'm aware. Am I aware of what now?
Whether the audio exists of Joe Biden saying in February 2017, quote, I just found all the classified stuff downstairs, end quote, to his ghostwriter.
Again, I'm just going to refer to the special counsel and his testimony and his report.
It sounds like you might be aware of it then. In front of this very committee in an open session, your predecessor, Jim Comey, testified that he did not follow the proper protocol regarding the notification of Congress of the opening of the Crossfire Hurricane, that will be the counterintelligence investigation into President Trump in 2016. To address this illegal abuse of power by the FBI, this committee included direction to the FBI in the IAA, requiring notification to congressional leadership of any counter-intel investigation into a federal candidate for office. Is there any counterintelligence investigation into either Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I would just say I'll refer you to the special counsel.
It's not a question about the special counsel. Right. That's a requirement in the IAA of the FBI. Is there a counterintelligence investigation into either Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
There's no investigation that I could confirm here, no.
Is there a counterintelligence investigation?
Again, I'm not confirming any investigation into either candidate.
Are you aware that you're required by the IAA to notify Congress of any counterintelligence investigation?
And we will comply with the law.
Have you already complied with the law? Has there been a notification?
I believe we have been in compliance with the law.
You believe you have been, or has there been a notification to Congress of any counterintelligence investigation of a federal candidate?
I believe we have complied with the law.
Has there been a counterintel assessment conducted on either President Biden or President Trump?
Again, there's no assessment that I would confirm here in any way. I believe we have been in compliance with the law.
How about on an immediate family member, and by that I mean spouses or children, of either President Biden or President Trump?
Again, I'm not in the business of confirming, especially in an open hearings, assessments or anything like that when it comes to counterintelligence matters.
So you will confirm in the classified setting when we ask you this question of whether there's a counterintelligence investigation, because you are aware that according to the IAA, you are required by law to notify Congress of any counterintelligence investigation, not just for presidential candidates, but any federal candidate.
We will comply with the law.
So you will answer this in the classified hearing later today?
We will comply with the law.
And what's your understanding of the law?
There's a whole series of oversight requirements that we have related to counterintelligence matters. I'm not going to try to go through all of them.
But specifically the notification of Congress of a counterintel investigation onto a federal candidate. What is your understanding of the law?
Again, I would want to refer to the lawyers to make sure that I'm appropriately complying with it, but I can tell you we're going to comply with the law. My understanding is we have been.
Is your assessment that you're required to notify Congress of any counterintel investigation into any federal candidate?
I'm going to defer to the lawyers as to the precision of that.
You're the director of the FBI. They report to you. What is your understanding of the requirement in the IAA?
We're going to comply with the law, including whatever's in the IAA.
I want to turn to the search warrants and the search. In one case of Mar-a-Lago, an unprecedented raid and a search working with Joe Biden's legal team. Were you or your staff, did you have any communication about either the execution of the search warrant on Mar-a-Lago or the search of documents working with Joe Biden's lawyer? Was there any communication with Joe Biden of you or your team?
Not to my knowledge.
With any White House staff?
By me or my team?
By you or any personnel at the FBI.
Again, I want to make sure I've got your question right. By me or my staff, with who about which?
With the White House staff about the execution of a search warrant on Mar-a-Lago or the search working with Joe Biden's lawyers of classified information.
Not to my knowledge.
What about the Attorney General?
I can't speak for the Attorney General.
No, was there any communication with your staff, with the Attorney General, or you, regarding the execution of the search warrant or the search of Joe Biden's classified documents?
Well, any search would be done in coordination with the Department of Justice. As to who may have communicated with whom
I'm asking
in the
if you,
FBI and the Department, I can't.
I'm asking if you communicated.
Whether I communicated?
With the Attorney General, prior or after the execution of the search warrant on Mar-a-Lago?
No.
Do you think it is a national...
Prior or after?
Prior or after.
Well, I would have had conversations with the Attorney General about the appointment of, at that time, Mr. Lausch.
And what were those conversations?
Just about the fact that he was going to be named. But that's not really about the search itself, I suppose.
Yeah, Christopher Ray, welcome back, folks. It was not about the search. Notice how he avoids answering real questions. He, even before she finishes, he's already ready to say, well, I can't answer that because of the, I can't answer that because it's ongoing. I can't answer that because of the, and she's like, wait a minute, you can't answer. I want these people gone. The most important election of our lifetime is coming up. I will not let you forget it.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.